Rabbi said, there's aloha in Hilchas Tishba of that. Aloha in Hilchas Tishba of that. That the Nisuin is forbidden, and not only on Chasnas and Chuppas, and it's forbidden in not only 9 days, but 9 days. And there's discussion with regards to Eusin. The Gemara says that Eusin, is permitted because because of Shema Yikad Menu Acher. Perhaps somebody else is going to catch out either the Chosn or the Kalas. So whilst it's not so straightforward how to understand this, because you know the whole concept of Beshet and the concept of Aboim Yoim Kodim Nitzir Zavlad Ploini Leploinis Ploini Leploini, it's all a bit hard to understand. But having said that, with the Fangolds, it is a real concern. Shema Yikad Menu Acher. It certainly is. So, goes to the Mazel Tov on behalf of all Shia. Sach Yiddish Naches. Sach Yiddish Naches. Your uncle. Shema Yekadmenu Acha. Yeah, absolutely. Very good. You should see a lot of Naches. It's Hashem. It's quite awkward for the Chosn Kala, no? And to get all... Baruch Hashem. Well, that's really tacky. Very nice. It's tacky, very, very nice. It's because it's shtetuch to build a Yiddish house is a bit like building the Beis Hamikdash. It's a mikdash me'at, so there's nothing nicer than celebrating Eirusin in the 9 days tacky. Very good. Rabbi Isai. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're up to Simon Tovkuf Pei Dalet. We learned yesterday in great details the halacha of the what did we learn yesterday? We learned about the Simonim. We learned about the head of the ram. We learned about egoism, about not having nuts.
By the way, it's not an
honorific appeal. It's not. Alright, yeah, you sent me a text as well. Yes. Okay, we spoke about not sleeping. We should spoke about not sleeping on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Right. Okay, Rabbi Isai, some interesting halachas tonight. We'll be talking about Avinu Malkeinu, we'll be learning talking about the leaning. We talk about standing, Brismila. Right, okay. Ein oimun hal b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim. Interesting halacha, bottom line of page 110. There is a halacha, one may not say hallel, one does not say hallel on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. Why would you have said hallel on Rosh Hashanah? Of course, it's Yom Tov. We say hallel on Shavuos, we say hallel on Pesach, we say hallel on Sukkos. You know, yeah, but it's a Yom Tov, of course. So it's a Yom Tov. Why don't we say Halal? So the halach is we don't say Halal, and the reason for that is explained Mishnah Bosef Kotna Halal. Einu Emrim Halal Efisha Sifrei Chaim Ve'Hameitzim Psuchim. Because this is the day that the Sefer, the Book of Life, and Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meitzim is open in front of the Bnei Shleilom. Ve'Eich Oimrim Shiro. How can we say Shiro? Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's just not in spirit. It's not in the line with the... How should we call it? It's not in line with the atmosphere of the day. There's an element of
trepidation.
Yeah. There is an element of concern. It's an element of. We spoke about having bitochen, of course, but there's a subtle difference between having bitochen and saying shiro. There's a bit of a difference there. So shiro is inappropriate. Bitochen is very much in place, but shiro, that's pushing it. It's pushing it. It's not the kind of day you say Shiro and you say Halal.
There's a difference
between saying Halal and the Yotzim, which also correct. Look what Mishnah says over here. Although betuchem shenetzis hakoyim, but then although we are boiteach, we are certain we're going to walk out zakoyim bedin. We come nokom nevertheless. Tzichin liyos yorei fear v'chorei trembling me'im asadin v'alkein v'aladei kach nizochel ischus. So don't be get overly excited, and there's no halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We do say Avinu Malkeinu ala Seida, And the reason why it's Alasir Mishbu says because there is difference of opinion in that, but we do say Avinu Malkenu. On Shabbos, we do not say Avinu Malkenu. And Marichin bePiyutim et Tfilas ad Chatzos. And the last halacha in the Gemara is that we extend saying Piyutim et Tfilas ad Chatzos. We say Piyutim and Tfilas until Chatzos midday. Now, slowly, the Mishnah Berurah first is going into the question of into the various details about the pronunciation and the correct wording of the Avinu Malkenu. He says one thing over here towards the end of Sif Kotten Gimel, which is important to stress in the name of the Taz. But Taz Kosav, Sheish Lema Roya Gzah Benishima Achas. When you say Roya Gzah Dinen, you should say it in one go. Why? Dainu Sheikore Uizborach Roya Shebegzera. It's to be said, Roya Gza Dineinu. Now, why is it that we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos? Bakoshes. Private Bakosh. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Dalet. Fimu Shabbos. Hatam. Shein Sherlin Tzrochim B'Shabbos. We do not request private, personal, individual requests on Shabbos. Even if Rosh Hashanah falls on Friday, we didn't have this for a while. Yeah. B'mincha, we don't say mincha. Pardon? It's a really good question. I would like to answer by what the Och Shulchan says. No quote to Mishnah Berurah, but the Och Shulchan says that Ilu Yasher Koichi, if I had the power, Hayu Mevatla, I would cancel it off because of that very question. He said it doesn't make sense that we have private bakoshas. It is a very late tefillah, late edition, and how did it end up in our conventional, regular, normal Sidurim? He says he doesn't understand, he doesn't know. It is totally accepted everywhere to say it, but he said your question is a lot better than your answer, because it really doesn't fit into the tefillah. It really doesn't fit. I don't know what's pshat in it, nor all I can say is to quote Och Shulchan. Now So we don't say personal, private bakoshes on Shabbos, and that's why we don't say Avinu Malkenu. What about standing, Rabbi said? Do you have to stand during Avinu Malkenu? We stand. Do you have to? Why? Interesting. What? Oh, very good. So what is explained in the Och Shulchan, I think Moshe says it, is that really in principle you don't have to stand for Avinu Malkenu. It's not one of those fillers that you really need to stand. It's not like what do you have to stand for? Kaddish, Kedusha, Shmoneh. It is not. No, you don't have to stand per se for Avinu Malkenu, but it happens to be that the meaning is that we open up the Oren. We just don't understand, we can't live like Amaratzim. So we have to understand that really Avinu Malkenu is not something that requires standing, but we open the Oren. Kaddish is a general, old, traditional minhag that we stand up when the oren is open. Having said that, it's not real halacha, it's just a very accepted minhag that when the oren is open, you stand up, and therefore, we stand up during Avinu Malkenu. But what does that mean? It means that if somebody is really unable to stand, pretty much, yeah. No, I think it, I don't know. I think, does find himself in a Malkenu? Yeah. It doesn't always mean, the fact that the Ramah brings something, which the Shulchan Aruch doesn't necessarily mean that the Shulchan Aruch didn't say it. Interesting what the last few words of the Ramah is. Umarich piyutim et filois, unoshana vidavin, with piyutim and additional to filois, had chatzos until Chatzos. Now what does that mean? We say until Chatzos. And there we go. Says the Mishavu, look what Mishavu says in Sifkot Nehe, at least until Chatzos. at least until Chatzos. So if you want to say a bit more, that's okay. That's okay. You know, there's some shuls that finish off Peb Tzvi Maya in Yerushalayim. They always and in Rach Mastrif as well. Pardon? They go until they keep going until their Shkia, until their Shkia, yeah, which is after our Shkia. They keep that's the way they do it. So they're suddenly Mekayim, this Mishnebu of the Lekola Pochas over here. At the very least until Chatzos, and well after that. Now the Mishnah continues and says, "V'im chal b'Shabbos," and that's already a very interesting addition over here. "Im chal b'Shabbos," what happens if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? Like we've got it this year, right?
No.
Last year we had it. Yeah, sure we did. Yeah. So im chal b'Shabbos, ein achiyos im Chatzos. Don't go past Chatzos. On weekday you can carry on Pnon Shabbos. Shabbos you've got to be finished, done and dusted by Chatzos. What is this? When is this? The beauty of Tfilos. Said you can, on weekdays you can carry on. Interesting what it says. On weekdays, yeah, you can carry on after Chatzos. You can, alright. That's with regards to Piyutim and Tfilos. Avol benigunim. But if you are singing, Eile Arich. On weekday, don't go over Chatzos. Singing, no singing. No, you tefillas, yes. Piyutim, yes. No, so it looks like it's not. It looks like it's not. So that's your question is based on the way many of our shuls daven nowadays. So in many shuls, there's not so much singing. In fact, there was shuls that there was no singing at all. Everything was done by the chazan. It is much more. It is recent. I don't know much about the history of chazanas and the history of the. But it is definitely a more recent phenomenon that used to be a chazan and used to lead to the service, and it wasn't necessarily everybody singing in. It means piyuti mitfilah. That would allow much more time for the keila to say much more piyutim and to daven much more. We nowadays we don't say any piyutim. We can get away we hardly say any piyutim. We say a fraction of the real printed piyutim. About going after Chatzos or we're saying piyutim. So Chatzos, you're not meant to. There's two parts of the question, really. You're not meant to daven after Chatzos. You're not meant to fast until after Chatzos.
Yeah,
Kiddush after Shachris, right? Yeah, that would help. That would help in terms of eating. You're not fasting anymore, then, correct? May or may not help. May not. Yeah, it's not so possible. Probably you're right, but not necessarily. But in terms of tefillah, you're not meant to. You know, it's just meant to go on forever. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch and Tziv. Based with regards to what are we actually leaning, we're up to leaning already. So Motzin Shnei Sifrei Torah Be'echot Koyim Chamisha. We take five aliyahs of the first Sifrei Torah. Mashem, Poka de Soro, we lay in Hashem, remembered Soro, Had, Viachad, Vorimo Eile. Okay. Vimu Bashab, Imu Shabbos, if it falls on Shabbos, then Korin Boshiva, you divide into seven aliyahs. Umafti Korin Bashani Pashas, Pinchas, Vichod, Jashvi, Umafti, Vi, Ish, Echot, Minoromosoim, Tzoifim. And Maftor is, either way, the Aftor of Roshonish, beginning of Sefer Shmuel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the Tefillah. The whole episode of Elkanah, Chanan, Pnino. So that was that. Hashem. That's also it's for various reasons. It's connected to Rosh Hashanah. Ad v'yorim keren mishichoi. V'yesh mikoy mishinah gimlikos hatukia meminin achamisha olim nesifatoyer. Interesting minig brought down in the room over here. That the minig is shinah gimlikos hatukia meminin achamisha olim nesifatoyer. One of the five aliyahs is the Baal Tekea. It's quite hard for those who are responsible of the aliyahs. You've got a Kohen, you've got a Levi, and then you've got the Baal Tekeah. You may or may not want to give it to the Rav, which is quite a... then you're left with very, very little leaves that you can sell and make money. So it is a bit of a challenging situation. But the meaning of it is that you bring the Baal Teikeah as one of the aliyahs. Is there any? Is that always true, or not always true? There's a Baal Teikeah, because to make it even more, the Mishnah adds as if cotton test. It's not only the Baal Teikeah who gets an aliyah. Who else gets an aliyah? Very good. Shliach Tzibur. And who else? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton test. After Kevesh, Mekoyim Shenagim Likoyes Kama Mispalel Musaf. Chaznoso, the one who takes Musaf. You've got the Baal Teikeah. You got the Baal Musaf. V'chem b'yom HaKippurim Koyrin Oisoi. So you're not, we left with no aliyahs whatsoever. Yeah, you've got the Koy Levi, the Makre, the Baal Teikeah, the Chazn. You're left with nothing. So all he can give to, the one who gave like the £2,000 a year, you're going to give him Hakpa, Psych, that's right. So right, okay, so that's, you know, and you want to make, you wanted to cover the expenses of the whole year. Right, it's not going to happen. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here something really important. If you get paid, forget it. You're getting your check, don't ask for an aliyah. Leave that for the Gaboim to. And that is very important. So there is many shuls that, yes, you know, the one who goes to shofar, the one who davens, he does it free of charge, as voluntary schus. And fine, so you give them an aliyah. Very good, very nice. However, there's many, many shuls, they get a juicy, a very nice and very generous paycheck, which of course, by the way, is not for working on Yom Tov. Of course, you know that. It's for the preparation beforehand, of course. And it's for the slichas they did beforehand, right? Because you can't pay them for the work on Yom Tov. So you're not paying them for Yom Tov, you're paying them for before the work they did before Yom Tov. So either way, they're getting paid for their work. So if you're getting paid for your work, don't expect an aliyah. Make sense? Makes sense. It's only fair. So that's a good. So if you want to know as to whether your Baal Teikeah gets paid or not, watch out during the laning, he's getting an aliyah or not. That's the best way of finding out. If it is the same, yeah, so you've got a bit more options, a bit more availabilities. Right, now Rabbi said, I never knew, I never understood how you actually fulfill it. Please tell me how you understand this. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Ches, the last four lines says follows. Oy kasa b'mate Ephraim. There is a sefer Mate Ephraim who brings the following halacha. Roy, it is proper and appropriate. Lekol gever, for every man. Yorei Hashem, ufiyeh zakodosh baruch hu. Leishtadel, he should try and attempt. Sheyeloi aliyah, he should get called up. B'yomim noiroim, during the holy days. Ve'af, even in places that the aliyahs are sold, yiknoi se bedomim kif yechol to pay for it. V'adarab, and even more so, yesh ilu yoise b'mitzvah, a person gets much greater reward and schar shebolo bedomim. If you're paying a lot of money for the mitzvah, that's even much greater shebolo bechinom ein kosef. So he tells us. So the second point I understand very well. If you pay for a mitzvah, you're getting greater reward for it. I'm totally with it. I understand that. You know, if you pay for a mitzvah, it's more choshev than if you're getting it for free. That's very nice. Very good. I understand that. Therefore, if you need to pay for an aliyah, pay for an aliyah. Very good. I'm okay with that. I'm less comfortable with the first halacha. So what if it's, if you're not paying for it? What if it's in a place that you don't pay for aliyahs, don't buy aliyahs? So what are you meant to do about this? So you want to have an aliyah in the holy days. The halacha take, Yomim, what do? You go up to the Gab and say, you know, I'm one of those Yirei Hashem. I'm one of those God-fearing Jews, and therefore I would like to have an aliyah. Is that how it works? I'm one of those, and I'm therefore attempting to. So what do you do? How do you fulfill this mitzvah? It's certainly not a mitzvah. So what the Gab is, what does it actually mean? So if it's about buying, alright, so you pay for an aliyah, very good. But what if it's in a place that you'd love to get an aliyah, but you may never call up? I don't know, how do you fulfill this? Put him in a good mood. You know, haven't you checked your list? When is the last time I don't know how you do it. But if it's in a place, in a community that doesn't sell aliyahs, and it's up to Simchas Torah, and you gather, you never got an aliyah. you tap him on the shoulder and you say, this is Mishnebura v'yentziv konchas. Have you noticed that? I don't know. Okay. Rabbi, now the Siv Dalet, the final Shulchan Aruch for this evening, Molin Ben Kiyas HaTorah Kiyas Shefer, the halacha is that if it's Bris Milah on Rosh Hashanah, you do the Bris Milah between Kiyas HaTorah and Kiyas Shefer. The reason is, because, what's the reason? Very interesting reasons, two interesting reasons. Why do you do the Bris Milah between Leining and Kiyas Shefer? Molin Ben Kiyas HaTorah Kiyas Shefer. Bris Milah is to take place between the Leining and the blowing of the shofar. Why then? Says the Mishnah in Sifkot Yud Aleph, Tekach Haseda, Bris Avraham, Ve'akeidas Yitzchok. That's how we say it. So he comes, Bris Avraham, which is talking about Bris Milah, Ve'akeidas Yitzchok, which is referring to that, Ki HaShofar, Ki HaMilah Bo Shoshana. So there's a close connection between Bris Milah and Akeidas Yitzchok. Therefore, you do the Bris Milah straight before the Kiyas Shofar. That's that. There's the Mishnah also talks about the Todi v'Shein or Todi, which is interesting as well. What's more Todi, Bris Milah or Kiyas Shofar? For whom? Huh? Why? Why is Kiyas Shofar more? Yeah, but how many Bris Milah did you attend this year? How many Bris Milahs are during the year? So what is more common? Bris Milah or Kiyas Shofar? It's a good question. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's a good question. It really depends how you look at Todi v'Shein HaTodi. It's a really good one. Is that how you define Todi? Because of his personal...
No, but surely his personal... He's also got personal Shofar, which is more Todi.
Yeah. But you're making an assumption, which may or may not be correct, that it's all about his own personal matter. You know, the prime example, the prototype example of Todi v'Shein HaTodi is the two Sifrei Torah you take out of Shul. Right? One is Rosh Chodesh, one is Shabbos, which one is named first? Alright? So it's nothing about his own personal obligation, that's a Shul obligation.
But then nobody else has an obligation.
Right, okay. I'm not sure. There might be I don't know. It's based on various assumptions. Interesting question. What is more Todi? What's more Todi? Bris Milah or Tkiyas Shofar? Reb Gidin, what do you say? What's more Todi? Based on more Todi, why? How many times did you mal your son or Shona? Why would you say that Bris Milah is more Todi? So it's a boy style, it's a machloik is a chaynim, but the maestro, he takes on, taket, the mishnebu does take on, and that may be the underlying rationale of the Shulchan Aruch. What? Yes, he said the Milah Motzu Yoisim Etkiya. Yeah, Milah is more common. So it may be that you never, you know, there are some people that had they always do the simchas the same time of year, like making eros in the 9 days. But most people don't do many brisn on Rosh Hashanah, so they may not be qualified as tantiyos. So therefore, it's perhaps an element of chiddush. Rabbi Yisai, one interesting halach which is discussed widely in the poskim is the minhag that you don't the moil doesn't wipe off. Interesting, to the moil. There is an element of the blood of the Bris Milah not to wipe off the blood of the Bris Milah and to do the Tkiyas Shofar with the blood. It's not considered chatzitza. On the contrary, it's considered a very great chos. So that's brought down a bit that he shouldn't wash off his mouth. Right? If it is indeed, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, to summarize what we learned this evening, what's Gimel? Ooh, yeah, thank you so much, Steve Gimel. Also very interesting aloha. Bnei Odom Achvushim Beveisa Asurim. Well, no, I'm so pleased. Thank you very much. We want to have a Dovah Sholem. Bnei Odom Achvushim Beveisa Asurim if there is Yidin who are imprisoned. What if there is Yidin imprisoned? Ein Mevin Etzlam Sefer Torah. You don't bring a Sefer Torah to the prison. Afilu B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. Even if it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you don't bring a Sefer Torah to Shul. And that's discussed in El Sim Kuflam and Hey, and it's based on the halachas. When are you allowed to take a Sefer Torah out? There's various halachas of the Ketusha of a Sefer Torah. You're often not allowed to take a Sefer Torah out. It's called a bizon to take out a Sefer Torah, especially if it's to a base asurim, and therefore the halachas is discussed over there. And one should not. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, one should not take out a Sefer Torah to a prison.
Did you mention
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely correct. Yeah. Yes. It's the element. Yeah. It's considered bizarre anyway. Rabbi said, this evening we learned. We don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Kippur because Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefanov, we do not recite Hallel. We say Avinu Malkeinu. And we said that Roy Akzari said, Beneshima Achaz, we stand during Avinu Malkeinu because, we stand during Avinu Malkeinu because of the open Oren. The, with five aliyahs, if it's on weekday. Correct. We don't say on Shabbos. Very good. Yes, thank you. We say piyutim and tefillas until chatzos. Shabbos, you certainly not allowed to. Shabbos, you're allowed to go beyond that. Five aliyahs Rosh Hashanah on weekday. Seven aliyahs Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. We learned that if it's once you try to have an aliyah on the Yom Ne'oim, we learned also that you don't take the Sefer Torah out for prisoners. We learned regards to the Bris Mila, what's the correct process, and we spoke about the paid Baal Tekeah is not to get an aliyah, but if it's unpaid, the minig is the Baal Tekeah and the Chazan get aliyahs. Good evening, Abbo Yisai.